He'd win a road series. So a lot of positivity, I guess, came out of the weekend that was in Anaheim. Here to look ahead to this week and beyond from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the show our buddy Rich Dubroff. Rich, how you feeling today?
I'm a little tired. I took the red eye in from L.A. this morning, but I'm raring to go for my friends Bob and Vinny.
All right, I appreciate that. And I thought you were going to go, yeah, I flew in and my arms are tired. I mean, we're going to go full on Shecky Green to start the segment. But Tomo Sagana gets the series off to a positive start, no pun intended, on Friday. How much has he exceeded your expectations, Rich, based on whatever they were in spring training so far this season?
Well, you know, I mean, for this season, you know, you had the Rolling Stones on to lead into me. And this season has sort of been, I can't get no satisfaction for the Orioles.
Right.
And, you know, but Sagano has been, you know, the great find. As rough as the last season has been in terms of acquisitions and transactions, that has been, you know, that has been a great one. And, you know, as tough as they are, as bad as the standings are, as bad as they are in the standings, 9 games under .500, he has, you know, really been terrific. And, you know, with getting Eflin back yesterday was I think huge, because that, you know, Eflin takes, not only adds a really good starter, but takes a weak starter out of the rotation. So, you know, if you can get Sagano and, you know, Dean Kramer along with Eflin to be pitching decently, then, you know, maybe they can start to make up some of this ground, but which is going to be very hard.
To that point, how much longer can Brandon Hyde keep tossing Kyle Gibson out there, who seems like he's rehabbing in real time at a major league level, and it really hasn't gone that well so far?
Well, I don't see a handy alternative right now. I think that, you know, you have to give him 5 or 6 starts, and, you know, another two or three to see how he's gone. Because one thing that this proves yet again, Bob, is that pitchers need spring training. You know, you saw it with this happened with Alex Cobb in 2018. Alex Cobb was a really good pitcher, believe it or not, before he joined the Orioles. And, you know, he didn't have a spring training and he got off to a rough start and ended up, you know, having a forgettable career with the Orioles. But I think that, you know, Gibson was harmed by not having the spring training, and, you know, he's having spring training now and it's not working. But I don't see anything right now to replace him in the rotation. They have Chase McDermott and they have Trevor Rogers, who are, you know, both at Norfolk. But those guys were hurt during spring training, and it's going to take them, you know, a couple of weeks until they're ready to pitch in the big leagues. And Grayson Rodriguez is not walking through that door just yet. So I think they're going to hang in with Gibson for the time being.
Now, Rich, we get to the offense, which to me has been the big disappointment, especially with runners in scoring position, the inability to put crooked numbers up, consistent bases, sure, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. I know they've had injuries. Westberg hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Moo Man hasn't played since the first series of the year against Toronto, and O'Neill spent time on the IL. To that point, Tyler O'Neill, I mean, his Gold Glove resume, St. Louis, left field. Now in right field, not exactly Roberto Clemente, let's be honest. Two-parter, were you of the mindset, because we've talked to people that cover the team that thought he was going to be an upgrade all around maybe over Anthony Santander. Did you feel that was going to be a reality? And based on whatever expectations you may have had for him, O'Neill, has he been somewhat of an underachiever, or does he get a pass because of the injuries?
No, I think that, you know, players are what their statistics say they are. And he's been disappointing. And, you know, his statistics say that he's been on the injured list 15 times in his career. And there's a reason for that. And I think that if they can get, you know, 110 games out of him, 120 good games out of him, then they're doing okay. I thought the biggest loss to me was Couser. You know, Couser does different things than the other guys in the, you know, in the outfield. And without Kowser, that outfield has, has underachieved. Laureano, I thought, would be a little better than he has. He's played well, you know, better recently, but I thought Laureano would have been a better, would have provided more offense to the team than he has. And O'Neill, you know, I keep waiting for him to get hot. You know, he goes into these streaks. You know, he can go into one of these streaks, I think. But yeah, he has been difficult. It's been difficult, and I think Kowser is still a few weeks away. But if they get him back, then I think that outfield and that lineup looks a lot better.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, Twins for 3, Nats for 3 coming up over the weekend. Keep waiting for a 3-game winning streak, a 5-6, an 8-10, which hasn't happened, obviously, so far in 2025. This was supposed to be, Rich, the air quotes, easy part of the schedule. Minnesota's now one of the hottest teams in baseball, so now they're back. Nats are scuffling a little bit. 4-2, anything less? Would that be uncivilized, to quote the old deodorant commercial from way back when?
Yeah, they're going to have to do a lot of those 4-2, 4-2s. They put themselves in such a hole that they, you know, if they go 15 out of their next 20, then they're just barely at 500. You know, one game over 500. So they need to put together a sustained winning streak. But I know we always look at the schedule and say, oh, this is where they should be. You know, they should make up ground. Oh, this is going to be a tough time for them. And it really shows how little we know. It's like, okay, Wednesday, the NFL schedule is going to be released. And everybody will say, oh, well, this is going to be a tough schedule for the Ravens, or this is going to be an easy schedule for the Ravens. How do we know? You know, I mean, we're basing on past performance. Unless the Orioles have a steady diet of playing the White Sox and the Rockies, this is going to be hard. I mean, they're a better team than the Angels. I mean, I thought watching, especially yesterday's game, I thought the Angels were awful. And there are a bunch of teams that they should be better than. But the AL Central is much stronger than a lot of people thought it was, with, you know, Cleveland and Minnesota and Detroit and Kansas City. So that's pretty tough. And maybe the East is not quite as strong as people thought. But they're just going to have to go on one of these sustained winning streaks, so that, you know, in 4 weeks they can get near 500, because this isn't, you know, just going baby steps is not really helping them.
Hey, Rich, we were grading some of the players earlier, and we all came to the same conclusion grade-wise for Adley Rutschman. We gave him a D for what we've seen thus far this year. You cool with that grade, or would you change it?
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, it's funny, Vinny. I keep looking at these, you know, this expected batting average and stuff. And I watch him and I keep thinking, you know, he's going to turn stuff around. But those balls end up, you know, as long fly balls instead of home runs. And, it's a mystery to me. But I know the team's always saying, well, you know, he's playing well, you know, he's on the verge, but, you know, we're now down to almost, 10 months of this, almost a season of this. So it is certainly worrisome.
Yeah, my 1974 Paul Blair card on the back doesn't say expected batting average. Tells you what his batting average was. He's Rich Dubroff. Rich, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com here on this day off?
Well, we have, of course, 24/7 coverage of the Orioles and, getting ready for the big series with Minnesota. And whenever you least expect it, there'll be a column by the wonderful Peter Schmuck.